A three-car collision Monday morning just outside of Jow on New Mexico State Highway 128 resulted in the death of one person, that according to Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton. The name of the deceased has not been released. 48-year-old Ricardo Treviso Palomo of Dexter was killed in a two-vehicle crash just west of Hagerman Sunday night. According to state police, Treviso Palomo was traveling north on Lincoln Road when, for unknown reasons, ran a stop sign and struck a 2015 Chevy truck that was traveling east on Morgan Road, driven by a 21-year-old female. The Ford rolled after the crash. Treviso Palomo was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected. He sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The female driver and a 25-year-old male passenger of the Chevy pickup sustained unknown injuries and were transported to a local hospital. A 54-year-old San Antonio, Texas man died of an apparent heart attack Saturday while on the Wind Rider zip line at Ski Apache. According to Lincoln County Sheriff Robert Shepard, the man apparently exerted himself while on the second leg of the zip line, stopping about 100 yards short of the tower. The OMI's office in Albuquerque has yet to rule on the official cause of death. Odessa, Texas police have made an arrest in connection to a false kidnapping that was reported Sunday afternoon in Odessa. 31-year-old Brenna Ray Rogers reported to police that her silver Cadillac had been stolen and that an 8-month-old child had been kidnapped by an unknown male. Officers then located the suspected stolen vehicle with a 32-year-old male and an 8-month-old child inside. The investigation revealed that the man was Rogers' boyfriend and he was also the father of the child. Rogers had been in an argument with her boyfriend and made the false report to get her child back. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese. I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham appeared on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday and was asked if there was an emergency at the New Mexico border, which President Trump declared there is. But Grisham claimed that
there's not an emergency at the border. It's because they're sowing fear, racism, hate, and discrimination. And it's all based on a president who has no intention of dealing with immigration policy or foreign policy in a productive way. He wants this wall, and he's lying to the American people.
Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin, who is leading the Cowboys for Trump movement, was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend with 12 other horse riders who rode into town. Now, he didn't get to meet President Trump, but he did get a phone call from him, and they spoke on the border issue and other matters concerning New Mexico.
Mr. President, I said, I'm fixing to catch a flight. I got to get back to a county meeting that I have tomorrow in the sanctuary state. And I explained to him the sanctuary county.
Griffin said his organization plans a summer trip to the White House.
And he goes, I tell you what, if you guys come and you bet I've got 20 acres on that south lawn, I'll have the gate open for you and you guys can just ride right on in here.
The violent apprehension team of Chavez County made 14 felony arrests Saturday night. And on a tip, they also arrested a woman staying at a local motel who was also wanted and made a big bust. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington elaborates.
Went ahead and stopped to arrest her. And then at that time, we ended up getting guns, drugs, and paraphernalia, which is scales and some other things, during that arrest. So we got quite a bit of stuff.
Carlsbad police have arrested 18-year-old Tyler Riley in connection with the murder of Melvin Manson of Carlsbad, who was found inside his home with a gunshot wound to his head early Thursday morning. Riley was arrested a short time later on a tip leading to his location. He was charged with second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.